I can see they don't like me because they just put up their year-end quote tournament, and I'm the only one that didn't get invited.
Well, say something
so
funny.
Apparently, I say nothing worthwhile on
ever.
This show.
Yeah, that's-
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a show for the Rubes, by the Rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and David, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. This show is in no way, shape, or form sponsored by, affiliated with, or even tolerated by the Power Trip, KFAN, or iHeartMedia. In fact, we'd be willing to bet that Chad Abbott never listens to a single episode. And now, here are your hosts, Chuck and David.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, episode number 23. I'm your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
And on today's show, we've got a bets update with some very interesting bets finally settling. We've got a quotes update with three pretty good quotes to kick off the new, I guess it's a new fiscal year since we did the Quote of the Year tournament already and closed 2018. So I guess we're on a fiscal year here at the Bets and Quotes podcast. And then in your thoughts today, we have a special shout out that we're going to do. And then we're also going to update you on the first round of the tournament. So the Sweet 16 is complete. We'll have the winners for you, and then we'll preview the Elite Eight. So I think that's plenty to get us going. So with that, let's do the bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though.
Where's Power Trip Bets when you need him?
Ask I Power bet. Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. All right. This week, we've got an update on one bet, and we've got two bets that have settled. No new bets this week, so nothing new to report there. But the updated bet is it's kind of gone under the radar a little bit, and it's actually gotten very, very interesting. It's the when Meat Sauce threw out several weeks ago that the Packers would finish with the worst record in the NFC North. And Chris Hockey, of course, took him up on that for $100. So they've got $100 on that. And at the time, it seemed fairly preposterous. And a lot of people trashed Meat Sauce on Twitter in response to my tweet about it. And when you look at the standings, the Green Bay Packers currently sit one half game ahead of the Detroit Lions with two games left to play. So what this basically comes down to is if the Packers win this weekend against the Jets and the Vikings beat Detroit, then the Packers will avoid the cellar and Meat Sauce will lose and Chris will win the $100. However, if either the Packers lose or Detroit manages to beat the Vikings this weekend, it will all come down to one final game, Week 17, Lions at the Packers, both teams with nothing to play for, and kind of a winner-take-all match. So as much as people thought that this was a ridiculous bet on the part of Meat Sauce, this has gotten very interesting.
Yeah, and really quick, too. The Packers have not won on the road this whole year. They're 0-7 on the road. So even though they're playing the Jets, I mean, you can make the argument that the Jets are having just as bad of a season as the Packers are. So, you know,
yep.
There's no reason to think that it's just the same old Packers because they've only won 4 or 5 games this year.
Yep, and the Jets actually hung tough with the Texans for a little while in the game last weekend. So,
yeah, they did. Darnold looked competent.
They're a fairly young team, so I'm like, it doesn't feel like the kind of team that's just going to quit and roll over and let the Packers have their way. So so it'll be interesting. I think, you know, because I do think the Vikings will win, and it's not being a homer. I just think the Lions have nothing to play for, and the Vikings seem pretty motivated. So I think for Meat Sauce to win this bet, he's definitely got to have a Jets win at home. But like you said, the Packers are 0-4 on the season on the road, so... This could be. I am definitely cheering for a Jets win this weekend, not just because of the Packers, but because I would love to see this go to Week 17.
Yeah, I think initially when we broke it down, we thought that it was kind of a stupid bet by Sauce to make, but he's right in the driver's seat here. You know, they drop one in at the Jets and lose to Detroit straight up week 17. It's all over.
Absolutely. Yep. So that's the Packers finishing last bet. The two bets that settled this week were pretty big ones. The first one we'll talk about happened Saturday night when the Denver Broncos, trailing 17-13 against the Cleveland Browns, made one of the dumbest choices I've ever seen. I was shocked. I mean, I love how Corey's talked about this week because he's 100% right. I was sitting there absolutely stunned. 4th and 1, you're down 4 with 4 minutes to go on the opponent's 6-yard line, and you kick a field goal. I thought for sure they were going to fake it or something. I'm like, what are they? I thought maybe they were trying to, you know, draw him offside on a fake field goal or something. I didn't know, but they kick the field goal. Browns run out the clock. And the reason that's significant is that was win number 6 for the Cleveland Browns. And win number 6 means that Corey needed under 6 wins to win the bet. So Corey loses the bet. And by losing the bet, that means Corey has to get a real psychic reading. I tweeted that out, and it's fun. Every once in a while I'll go look at my analytics on Twitter. It is without a doubt the number one tweet I have ever sent out. It got the the most number of impressions, the most number of likes, which is amazing because obviously the settlement of the Charge Challenge is a big deal, but it just tells you how many people were very interested in Corey losing that bet.
For sure, yeah. I'm rubbing my temples here. I'm seeing a really delicious segment coming down the road here. They got to do it on air too. For sure.
I pray that they do. Like, I hope. Like, what I'd love to have them do is do like a 30-minute psychic reading where they do it like the last two segments of a show. So they do, you know, like the 8:20 segment, the 8:40 segment. You know, take a break, kind of in the middle, and then have the psychic finish out. So the last, you know, 40 minutes or so of the show is just the psychic reading, and then immediately go to the after party podcast and have Corey react
all apart.
I think that would, to me, that's the most brilliant way to do it.
Yeah, that's the way you got to do it for sure.
But oh my God, the Rubes absolutely. And you know, it's funny because they talked, you know, they've talked about the Charge Challenge and the bus ride and everything just, you know, over and over, with, you know, rightfully so. But, you know, I really think they underestimate how much the Rubes are loving the fact that Corey's going to do the psychic reading. Like we've talked about, I think Corey's even, you know, looking forward to it just as a great bit, because it's not like the psychic's going to tell him something, he's going to freak out or anything. You know, it's he knows what to think of psychic readings. So I think this is going to be pretty epic. So hopefully it's done on air. At least if nothing else, we'll get the reaction from Corey on air.
For sure. Yeah, I wish I had the date of when the darkness day of psychic came in or whatever. The
yeah,
I mean, that was maybe the first huge viral moment.
Yep.
In Power Trip history. I don't even think I was listening at that point, so it might have even been before 2009. If
yeah,
we could somehow dig that up somewhere, that would be absolute gold. That would be a great flashback segment.
Yeah, and I know they've replayed that before because I've heard bits and pieces of it, because I know it was before I started listening every day. So they've definitely replayed that. So I wonder if they still have it. Maybe that'd be a good thing to relive the Darkness Dave moment before the psychic reading. So so the rest of that bet is Chris still is on the hook for 2 hours of the World Series of Poker if the Browns don't win another game this year. But they have two more opportunities to go over 6 wins and get Chris off the hook. Their best bet is this weekend against the Bengals at home, a team that they killed earlier in the year. So they should probably take care of business with that and get Chris off the hook. If they fail to do so, then the Browns would have to win at the Baltimore Ravens in week 17. So Chris definitely is looking for a win this weekend for the Browns at home. And you look at it, the Browns are actually still in a playoff spot of all things.
Right.
So they haven't been eliminated yet. So apparently the Browns are a little bit better than the Packers.
Right. And the Bengals are really just jockeying for a better draft pick at this point. They got AJ Green out, and now Tyler Boyd is very doubtful to play. So they have no receivers. Andy Dalton's out. They're not making the playoffs, and the Browns are still somewhat alive.
Yeah.
So
yeah, as long as you're mathematically alive.
Turnover.
Yep. So, and of course, the last bet that settled happened Sunday, and it was the Charge Challenge finale. So, came down to Creasel and Hawk. We did our little reaction to it on Friday after they made their picks. And then it played out with Hawk had Adam Thielen, and Creasel had Antonio Brown, and Adam Thielen went first, and actually grabbed the audio from Friday's show, where Hawk kind of gave a preview of how Adam Thielen was going to do.
I said the Vikes win, they pull away in the third quarter, and it's a blowout in the fourth quarter. I think they win 31-21. Thank you, Adam Thielen, with all 7 touchdowns. All of them called back for interference, offensive interference, and they give it to CJ Ham. He scores 8 touchdowns. I'm on the bus. I never come back.
I love the end. I'm on the bus. I never come back. So as we all know, Adam Thielen netted exactly 1 point, gave Hawkey a 2-point lead over Creasel heading into the Steelers game, and Antonio Brown promptly scored a touchdown to pull Creese into the lead and put Hawkey officially onto the bus. So, it was a little bit anticlimactic after Thielen only netted 1 point. It was pretty much assured, unless Antonio Brown broke a leg, that Creasel was going to be free and clear, and Hawk was going to be riding the bus. The interesting thing now that plays out is it'll be interesting to see if Hawkey even tries to offer a buyout. I really don't think he will, because I think he's just kind of like mentally resigned to it at this point. And I also think he realizes that a lot of the Rubes, you know, tend to not like the buyouts. And I see lots of tweets about it where people complain about the buyouts. But, you know, you think about it, as much complaining as I've seen on Twitter about the buyouts, the only buyout that's really ever happened, I mean, Corey bought out the last 2 months of the hair growing out, but he did that for 10 months. So, yeah. You know, yeah, he bought out a little bit early, but it wasn't that big of a deal. And on top of it, the Rubes weren't getting to see his hair grow anyway. So to me, that wasn't that big of a deal. And then Sauce, of course, bought out last year out of the Pirate thing. But, you know, 2 of the 3 guys still did the Pirate thing. So for all the complaining, the buyout really hasn't been that big of a deal.
Yeah, the buyout with Sauce last year, that wasn't a big deal at all. You'd think Hawk would, you know, just for the good of the show, do the bit. Because really, he'd have 4 other guys to pay off. Think of it, even if they agree on $1,000 a person, that's $4,000. $4,000 might not be a ton to Chris Hawkey, but there's no way he's paying $4,000 minimum to get out of this.
Yeah, no, I think he's going to do it for the bit. And you know, I liked his thinking, too, with buying a body cam and just wearing that the whole time to capture any ridiculousness that might go on. I'm like, I think that's genius.
Yeah, for sure. Or to have it to play for the courtroom when he gets back.
Right. And to any of you Rubes out there that are thinking of taking along, because I saw a lot of that on Twitter, too, where people are like, hey, I'm gonna get a ticket and ride with them or something. Hawkey doesn't want you to do that. He had a little bit to say on that.
There are a lot of Rubes that are willing to ride home with you. I know you don't want that.
I do not want
that,
please.
But there's so many people that want to be a part of it.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you all.
Halverson wants to ride back
with
you.
No, I appreciate everybody's... thank you. I don't want that. I want to ride by myself.
That want to ride with you to document it, not to make fun of you, but legitimately turn it into a short film.
No, I want to be by myself. I want to be by myself.
So, I think out of respect for Chris, just don't. I did think one of the things that would be, you know, a couple of people had some ideas that I saw on Twitter. The one that would be incredibly cruel, which you can't do this because it would hurt the Rubes too, but they said that whoever loses should not get to go to Vegas and have to do the show back in the studio while everybody else is in Vegas doing the show.
Oh, that would be good.
How? Oh, that would be awful. Because, you know, like, you know, you listen to the Friday Football Feast, and Nordo always complains about being back at the studio and not getting to be part of the Friday Football Feast and everything. Imagine everybody else is in Vegas just yucking it up, and you're back at the studio. Help me make it through the night.
Oh, that would be really good.
But again, like, the Rubes would miss out, you know, because, like, a lot of, you know, a lot of Chris Hockey fans or Sauce fans or Corey or, you know, people want to see Creasel or whatever. It's like, you know, you'd kind of be hurting the Rubes, too, because that's half the fun of being out there is just getting to interact with some of the guys that are out there. The other one that I saw, which, oh, this would just be brutal, is you have a whole bunch of people buy, you know, buy bus tickets or whatever. They get on the bus with Chris. So Chris is on there, you know, with like 20 Rubes. And, you know, so he's like, oh my God, well, you know, okay, I'll embrace it. I'm on here with a bunch of Rubes. We'll just have fun and do it. They drive to the first stop. All the Rubes get off and say, yep, we're flying back. We'll see you, Chris.
Just ghosting them.
Right. Oh, that'd be kind of mean, because you'd be like, oh, okay, well, I guess change of plans. I'll embrace this a little bit. And then they're like, nope, we'll see you. Enjoy. But, so, yeah, people were coming up with some creative stuff on Twitter. It was pretty funny. So, poor hockey. He's a good sport, and I think we'll have some interesting content for the post-Vegas hangover.
Yeah, a lot of selfies.
Yep. So that is your bets update for the week. Let's do some quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
All right. It's time for the three quotes of the week. We will start at number three this week with Chris Hockey from December 14th.
And the match I'm looking forward to tomorrow night is American Honey versus My Liver.
Yeah, I will say this right now. These three quotes, or especially two and one, they probably would have made the tournament this year. There's some really strong quotes this week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think both of them, because, you know, I replied to you that I think, especially number two, I think this one's a candidate for the quote of the year for 2019 for sure.
Absolutely. Well, we will stay there. At number two, it's John Creasel from this Friday.
I mean, it was exactly like my last marriage. I was the only one in it not scoring. So, whoa. So.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, yeah. He was firing bullets right out of the gun on Friday.
Yeah, he was hot. He was hot. All right, and we go to number one this week. It's Tommy Olsen.
I know exactly the feeling. Think of being 320 and just hideous, can't see your crank. And then you're looking around the locker room, and there's all these guys with 4% body fat.
Just ripped.
Yeah. And cranks to the floor.
I was thinking when I did my bracket or whatever, I had like the name and the seed and then like just the sub quote or whatever, of just titling the quote. And I can already see that one just cranks to the floor.
Yeah, that's a better title for the audio clip. I labeled it 320 and hideous, but I think cranks to the floor is a better title.
Oh,
those are good. Yeah, Creasels and Tommy's, I could definitely see those being in the tournament next year. Did you see the couple people said that we need to expand it to 64 teams?
Yeah, I saw that too. I thought just for this year, you know, wanting to start this thing and get it going and keep people interested in it, we just do 16.
But yeah.
I definitely have 64. I had 64 ready to go. It really took a long time to cut it down to 16. There was probably about, oh boy, probably 30 or 40 that I really liked and wanted to be a part of it. But
yep.
You know, this way it's just four shows and it's in and out. And take care of it. But
yep, that's awesome. So we've got a good head start. I guess our fiscal year ends on November 30th, and December 1st we're on to the 2019 quotes. So we're kind of like the preposterous statement tournament. They're kind of on a fiscal year too. So
that's true.
All right, well, good stuff. It's time to move on to your thoughts.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, this week on Your Thoughts, we got a shout out, and then we are going to go through the results from the Sweet 16 and get you set for the Elite Eight for the Quotes of the Year. So the shout out I want to give is to none other than our friend Chuck. You guys probably know him as Smitty Oom, which is at Oom Smitty. So on Twitter, at Oom underscore Smitty, if you want to follow him. He put together the little montage for Barrero. And it was genius. Have you seen it?
It was genius. I loved it.
I laughed so hard, and it was funny. It was one of those things where it was like, I know, like 2 seconds into it, like, I know exactly where this is going, and it still cracked me up. What I loved about it too is on the show when they talked about it, that like every time I think they played it 3 or 4 times in a row, and every time like Corey legitimately cracked up every single time. It's like, it's just one of those things where it does not get old. So have you had the opportunity to Barrero anybody lately?
No, I haven't. I was trying to think of some ideas of how to Barrero. I was going to go through. I listen to some Skrillex and that kind of music sometimes, like when I work out. And, I'm kind of into that music a little bit. So I was thinking of just going through like every Skrillex song, and right when the bass drops, just put in Barrero. Like they used to do the liners or whatever, the promos right. for the bro show. Right. Dan Barrero.
Yes.
Like just Barrero everything and put together an album. There was another guy on Twitter that I found last night, Adam Henning, at Adam underscore Henning.
Yes.
He did a Weezer version of it.
Yep.
And then he like made all the guys' heads like Barrero heads when it went to Barrero. That
yes.
was super funny.
That was awesome. I saw that. Like all the heads were Barreros.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah, I'm looking for an opportunity too, because especially being in Kansas City, like you think people are gonna give you blank stares if you yell Barrero in Minnesota. Imagine being in Kansas City and yelling Barrero. So
oh, for sure.
I am looking for a good opportunity. But
Chiefs
yeah,
playoff fan line.
Oh Falling my god.
Right
that
after
would be...
they lose, everyone's heartbroken.
I always listen to the I like listening to the Packer fan line, the Bill Michaels one that they played, that the dude had called into, and I heard that like because I listened to the podcast of it, and I heard that and before the K-Fan guys played it, and I was like, oh my god, are you serious? It's so funny. So
oh,
good.
That's good.
And it's so funny too, because I don't know if you guys, you might get a different set of commercials listening to K-Fan on the radio. But when I listen on iHeart, there's a couple promos for Barrero's show that play, you know, during the commercial segment. And it'll be like, you know, weekdays 3 to 6 with Dan Barrero. And I, sitting in my car every damn time, I go, Barrero!
Barrero.
It's like, you can't help but say it.
That
oh,
might
God.
Be the Power Trip shirt for next State Fair shirt for next year is just Barrero.
And I love how they did like the Spanish exclamation points on both ends too
yeah.
for the podcast title. That's what the shirt needs to do, just like that. Barrero.
I love it.
Genius. So Smitty Oom, well done. And thank you for adding to getting Barrero stuck in my head.
Absolutely.
So. All right. Next up, we are going to update you on the results of the Sweet 16 for the Quote of the Year tournament. So take it away, Dave.
All right. Well, I think I first want to thank everyone for getting out there and vote. I know they got retweeted and passed along and everything. I totaled up from all the 8 matchups. There was just under 15,000 total votes for
nice.
The first round. So thanks for voting, everyone. We had a number of blowouts. All right, we'll start with the 1-16 matchup. The number one, John Kreisel, legs from under them tweet, took down Meat Sauce's Brett Favre shower mat tweet, 86% to 14%. No surprises there. There's a reason why Kreisel's statement was the number one overall seed, and he took care of business.
It held up. I'm a little sad to see the Brett Favre pee on me go, but...
I know. That was close to my heart.
It was expected.
Yeah. We move on to another Meat Sauce Kreisel matchup here with the 8-9 matchup. Meat Sauce defeats Crease with 66% to 34%. So the sleep number higher than his IQ quote will take on Legs from Under Them, the number one seed from John Creasel in the Elite Eight. In the next matchup, it was the fourth seeded Chris Hockey against the number 13 seed Meat Sauce. Chris Hockey took that one 89% to 11%. That was the biggest blowout of all of the matchups.
Wow. 89 to 11.
Not even close. The Greek god Cavs have been cut from the tournament. It was the number 5 seed, Tommy Olsen, peeing the bed, taking down the number 12 seed, Meat Sauce, asking his parents for money, 71 to 29.
Yeah, I could kind of see that one coming. That's I love that one from Tommy.
Yeah, I'm glad to see Tommy move on. All right, and the next one, Chris Hockey at the number 3 seed with the jerking off quote, took on number 14 Meat Sauce with don't banging other people that don't belong to other people.
Yeah.
Chris Hockey won that one 77% to 23%.
Yeah, these have been big blowouts.
Yeah. Well, this was the closest one that we had. It was the number 6 seed, John Creasel, allergic to bombs, against number 11 seed, Tommy Olsen, pinching nipples. John Creasel squeaked this one out 61 to 39%. I thought this was a pretty even matchup, but I really thought John's statement was strong, and you could even flip John's with the number 1 seed.
Yeah. Yeah, like AJ was commenting on the show that he felt like the Creasel's comment could be the winner. So
yeah. Well, he's got a couple strong ones still alive here.
Definitely.
We move on to the number 7 seed, Hockey, spending money, sex, and being happy, against the number 10 seed, Nick Swardson, with the diarrhea rocket in Sean Payton's face. Chris Hockey wins this one 71% to 29%.
Wow, yeah, that surprised me that it's that big of a margin, because I thought Swardson would have gotten that one a little bit closer.
Yeah, I know. It had the Vikings angle. It had, you know, just Swardson himself being in it.
Yeah.
But Chris' statement holds strong.
Yep.
And in our final matchup, it was the number 2 seed, Mark Rosen, defeating the number 15 seed, AJ Mansour, 78% to 22%. The Hall of Famer breezes by AJ.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm not surprised with that result either. And Corey on the podcast too, he pointed out that he thinks the Rosie Magic Fingers is going to win it. That would, if I had to put my money on it, I'd be on the Magic Fingers. But we'll see what the Rubes think. So it'll be good. So if I have this right, all the higher seated quotes defeated all of the lower seated quotes.
That is correct. There were no upsets in the first round, which
that makes you an expert handicapper.
Absolutely. This is what I'm saying.
You had these perfectly seated. I know people cheer for upsets in tournaments or whatever, but you obviously had these perfectly seated because you had the top 8 right. So
right, I got some feedback that I had some seating off, but when there's no upsets, it's got to be mean something seated, right? So
yep. Well, we'll see in round 2 here in the Elite 8 if any upsets come about. So why don't we go ahead and preview the Elite 8? We'll play the quotes for you just in case you want to hear them again.
All right. We will start with the first matchup in the Elite Eight. It's John Creasel.
Yeah, Dubnyk's playing spectacular right now, and the guys have really kind of found their legs underneath them. And
must be nice.
Man, I wish that was... Jokes today.
Allergic to bombs, and now this one.
I really wish that was intentional.
Oh, I laugh every time. And that will take on Meat Sauce's 8th seeded quote.
I've been sleeping on 100 because of my bad old man back. My sleep number's higher than my IQ!
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I personally think John will move on, but sleep number higher than IQ, that's pretty funny.
Yep.
And that's Meat Sauce's last hope. That's his only quote left.
Yep.
All right. In the second matchup, it'll be the 4th seeded Chris Hockey.
Hawk, could you eat something for fun? See if he does the same bit. Could you eat something for 500 straight days?
How can I say this?
Right.
Mm. If she showered a lot.
Oh my lord.
Wow.
And that quote will take on the fifth-seeded Tommy Olsen.
Yeah, really? I wore a Depends. So, like, seventh grade, I used to piss the bed or pee the bed all the time.
That's a tough matchup.
That's really tough. I got a ton of tweets about hockey's quote that it's the favorite to move on. I got replies to like 9 different ones saying that this has to win and
oh yeah,
this is
yeah.
the lock. And but I got a ton on Hawks quote. If she showered a lot there.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a really good matchup. We will go to our third matchup, and that is the third-seeded Chris Hockey.
No, this is terrible.
I like songs where you get to participate with your hands.
Yeah. I like songs like that.
Well, you'll like my new single, Jerk It Off.
And that will take on the number 6 seed, John Creasel.
I'm allergic to Bob.
Why?
Or my legs not. Fall off. Yeah. Like a salamander.
Oh, that one's yeah. good. I think that one just looks it also looks good on paper. Like if
yeah,
you just
yeah.
if you just look at it on the tweet, like it's so funny.
Well, that's where Corey made a good point because, you know, like he said, you know, if you listen to the Rosie quote, like that I feel like that's easily the winner and the moment of the year. But, you know, when people are looking at a poll and you're just reading it. So, you know, it comes down to if people, you know, hopefully people are listening to our podcast and they're hearing the quotes or they remember what the quote sounded like. But, yeah, if you're reading them, it does come across a little bit different. So you're right. On paper, that's a really good one.
For sure. Well, we'll move to our fourth and final matchup. It's the number 2 seed, Mark Rosen.
Mark I just Rosen. Want to tell you one thing.
Oh boy.
Oh, he used a sexy
there's
voice.
There's a lot more magic in these fingers than typing sports scratch.
Oh my God. What just happened?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my gosh. You just dropped the mic.
God, every time I hear that, that has to win.
I could still, that's like, you know, they always talk about like, oh, where were you when 9/11 happened or where were you when Challenger exploded or whatever. That moment in time is frozen in my brain. Like I could tell you exactly where I was sitting, what my angle was, what Rosie was wearing. I mean, it's frozen in time.
Oh, timeless. Well, the number 7 seed Chris Hockey is going to try to take down Mark.
The yeah. thing that he detests, that she's obsessed with, that is her
like,
thing.
Like, right. what's
everybody's going to have their
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, what's the thing, Hockey, you're really into that your wife isn't?
Sex.
I think that's the one I feel the strongest about. I think Rosie will move on, but yeah. you never know. I mean, we'll see.
I will say the entire quote was sex, and then he goes spending money and being happy. So that part of it added to it, I don't know. I like that one just because he rags about how, I don't know, it's funny.
Yeah, it's definitely a strong field. I mean, like when you sent me the initial bracket, I'm like, wow, these are really good. I can easily see this expanding next year. But so that'll do it. Those are your matchups for the Elite Eight, so you'll be sending out the polls here probably on Wednesday, I'm guessing, and
yep.
we'll Rubes can vote throughout the weekend, and then we'll give you the results of the Final Four on next week's show, or who's in the Final Four on next week's show. So stay tuned for that. We're getting closer to crowning a quote of the year, so exciting times in the world of the Bets and Quotes podcast, our first ever quote of the year winner. So
I love it.
Absolutely. All right, well, thanks for joining us this week. You probably won't have a podcast before Christmas, so if we don't, everybody out there have a Merry Christmas. And where can they follow you to get all the latest quotes?
You can find me on Twitter at Power Trip Quotes.
All right, and I'm of course at Power Trip Bets. And you can always email us at powertripbets@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.
Coming back.